A word for you from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. The world encourages us to justify ourselves, saying, I'm a good person, it's not my fault. But the Word of God encourages us to confess our sins. The world says we should conceal our sins, but the Bible says we should forsake our sins. The world says, take revenge, but the Bible encourages us, do restitution, return, repair, replace. The world tells us to boast, but the Word of God tells us, humble yourself before the Lord. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. We have a choice. We can seek approval from the world, or we can seek approval from God alone. We can do what is popular, or we can do what is right. We can seek our own advantage, or we can seek to benefit others. We can be politically correct, or we can be witnesses to the truth. We can take the broad road, or we can take the narrow road that leads to life. You can choose the easy way or take the right way. You can accept the majority opinion or agree with God's word. You can go with the flow or you can stand against evil. Every decision you make makes you more a creature of heaven or a creature of hell. Live in the light of eternity and you will win the war against worldliness. In households with television, the average child sees up to 30,000 hours of television before leaving school. By the time he or she graduates from high school, the average child will have seen up to 360,000 murders and up to 500,000 sexual acts or references to sex depicted on television. During the high school years, the average student will listen to over 10,000 hours of music, much of it filled with sensual, immoral, and occultic lyrics. The influence of parents and churches and the upbringing of most children today is declining at an alarming rate. The disintegration of many families, absentee parents, the general absence of discipline has created a vacuum. Violent and immoral films and videos, pulsating, throbbing noise masquerading as music and pornographic magazines and websites are filling the void in this aimless and meaningless world for all too many young people. Since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over to a depraved mind. What we see influences what we think. What we think influences what we become and what we do. Ideas have consequences. Actions flow from thought patterns. So the question is, what form of education has molded your thought patterns and what entertainment and news media is filling your mind on a daily basis?